This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment here. Owen Troyer's done a great job. Paul Joseph Watson's about to take over. Pete Santilli and I are going to finish with some final comments here. But here's what I'll say again. Joe Biggs and all those people are political prisoners. They've had their due process violated. They've been holding people for years in solitary confinement. They have absolutely railroaded them. And if they can do this, they can railroad America. And now with this, these evil, unconstitutional, constitution-raping hearings, these are all Americans' rights that are being trashed and being burned up in front of us if we don't reverse this. So we need to get angry. We need to get upset. And we need to not just have talk radio and what's left of conservative media that hasn't been censored into oblivion to not just say, we know January 6th, you know, is hype. We don't want to hear about it. And realize this is the whole Democrat play. It's their whole operation to label us all domestic terrorists. And it is a central issue to distract from the devaluation of the currency, the inflation, the tyranny, the collapsing borders, the human smuggling, just all the crimes they're committing. And so that's why this is so incredibly important. I'm really glad that Pete Santilli, who's a former political prisoner himself, who they had to release, it was proven that they were framing him, has been so, you know, on the ball fighting this, and as well as the rest of the crew. So I want to thank the listeners for their support and their prayers, because InfoWars is right in the crosshairs. Owen has been falsely charged, obviously, with all this crazy stuff, and it just shows you how serious and how real this is. Sam Montoya, our great employee that just shot footage like any other journalist, they're trying to put him in prison. And so this is a very, very important time. Understand, we need your prayers. We need your support here at InfoWars, because we're under attack at every level, because we're the people fighting for you. We're the people fighting for our own future together. And we just need your support at InfoWarsStore.com more than ever, because it takes money to fight George Soros and the Democratic Party. But we're winning hearts and minds. We're winning spiritually. We're winning culturally. And the enemy knows it, so they're throwing everything they've got at us. So I'm going to hand the baton back over to Pete Santilli and Owen Troyer. And then again, Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. I run into so many great people while I've been traveling on business. And I just want to salute everybody that's waking up and tell them to wake up others and just keep spreading the word. The chain reaction is happening. Victory's happening. But we've got to defend our political prisoners, ladies and gentlemen, or we will all suffer their same fate. God bless. I hand the baton over to Owen Troyer and Pete Santilli.
That's right, Alex. Thank you. Pete, we've got just over 2 minutes left here. Why don't you give us some final departing words?
You know, Owen, I'll mention you. You don't even need to respond back to it, but this is what I'll say. Not only have they falsely charged you, but they've selectively charged you and targeted you, because there were other journalists that went into the Capitol and done things even far worse than anything you were found to have done. So selective and malicious prosecution. I'm also going to say this, that because of this appeal and what's about to be filed here imminently by the attorneys in mass, there's all of the January 6th defendants are going to pile onto this thing and join in. It's already been ruled by an appellate court, almost identical in the Ollie North case, that not only have they made egregious errors, Owen, I'm going to throw back to you to also give you final word here and commentary. I believe that it was a fatal error by Liz Halliburton Cheney. She has totally and completely, and I think that's the reason, it wasn't a technical reason that they called the next hearing off. I think they were advised by counsel, you just destroyed all possibilities of prosecuting any one of these January 6th defendants. I'd say that there's a 99.99% chance they're going to walk, all of them.
Well, and let me kind of just ask you the question that you've kind of already answered, but maybe just give it a new framing. You know, Liz Cheney jumped the shark here, maybe bit off more than she could chew. Or is this kind of a probing thing of the deep state to see what they can get away with?
I would say no. I would say that I felt a sense of ultra urgency for political reasons, because the DOJ, once you get close enough to the November elections, they won't prosecute anything. So any criminal referrals or anything that they're doing. So they had a short window of opportunity. I heard that they hired 600 attorneys a couple of months ago because they wanted to do the remaining filings by the end of May. Well, they've far surpassed that. Now they're into the hearings. Once you get close to the November election, the DOJ will not prosecute because it's political. So she was rushed to judgment here. And she wanted to put herself to be judge, jury, and executioner, of course.
Pete Santilli, thank you so much. The Pete Santilli Show. Paul Joseph Watson takes over the Alex Jones Show now.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
It is Thursday, it is the 16th of June, it is 2022, and we are live. We've got a ton of news to cover over the course of the next hour, including, and once again we ask the question, is diversity a strength, especially as it applies to Europe, given the acceleration of migration that is taking place from the Middle East, from North Africa, to European countries, and what impact that is having, at least in the short term, not even to mention the long term, on culture, on society. Now, I mention that because obviously later we're going to get into what is happening here in the UK with hundreds upon hundreds of boat migrants arriving from the war-torn country of France. Apparently France is no longer a safe country. No, they have to come here because the government rewards them with, well, for a start, a free taxi service when they get near the shore, and free hotel accommodation, as well as free cash, free food, all generous little benefits that these economic migrants, the vast majority of them young fighting age men, do not get in the, quote, war-torn country of France. What impact is that having on European countries? Well, I come on this show basically every week and say there's a massive, buried, ignored story that should be global news right now, which is only news in its host country. And this week it's Italy, because we had, of course, the Cologne mass molestation back on New Year's Eve 2015, which did make the news, where huge gangs of North African migrants, primarily from Algeria, conducted attacks, sexual assaults, molestations, and physical full-on rapes of German women outside the Cologne train station during the New Year's Eve celebrations in 2015. Now, of course, very few people got prosecuted for that, but it did start a national conversation over the sanctity, over the benefits of importing a million migrants, which of course Germany did from 2015 onwards. Merkel claimed it was a huge success. What's happened in Germany since tends to argue in the opposite direction. But again, a huge ignored story, this time out of Italy, and Remix News has done a full breakdown of this, rmx.news. Italian Parliament opens investigation after hundreds of migrants blamed for unleashing hell at lakeside towns with rioting and sexual assaults. This should be one of the top stories in the world. It happened about a week ago. It's barely made a ripple. Now, it's interesting that this happened around Lake Garda and in the villages and towns in between that circle Lake Garda, given that, of course, that's where George Clooney, the actor, owns one of his many multi-million dollar mansions. Now, of course, back in, I think it was 2015, 2016, Clooney said that he would be open to inviting a refugee to stay in his own home. And to be fair to him, unlike others, people like J.K. Rowling, he actually did that. He followed through on it. Of course, the migrant refugee that he invited turned out to be a well-educated doctor. We're not being deluged with doctors and lawyers. Let's just say that based on the raw statistics alone. But again, that signaled Clooney's virtue that he wanted these migrants, these refugees, to be brought into Europe. And now they've run riot near Lake Garda around the very same area that he owns one of his multiple mansions. Last week saw widespread chaos break out in parties in Italian lakeside towns near Lake Garda involving up to 2,000 migrants deluged these small towns and villages. The Italian Public Prosecutor's Office and the Italian Parliament have opened a number of investigations, which will probably go nowhere, because they always do, including one case where 30 migrant men allegedly sexually assaulted 16 girls on a train from Lake Garda to Milan. These migrant youths poured into these villages. This was obviously predetermined, prearranged attack. They smashed shop windows. They assaulted people on the street. They stole people's belongings, and they sexually harassed young girls, in some cases, children. And what did they say while they were doing this? Well, in the act of carrying out this absolute carnage, they were waving the flags of African countries, and they were openly saying, we're here to invade, no white people are allowed here. In fact, I'm going to get onto the exact quotes in a second. But again, this was under the guise of a street party. The majority of these migrants, the vast majority, were North African. It's the same demographic that we see over and over again. Some were sub-Saharan African from the videos that I've seen. They destroyed everything, said a business owner speaking with Corriere della Sera, one of Italy's biggest newspapers. They broke shop windows, stormed the tourist train, and blocked passers-by on foot or by moped. Riot police arrived. Imagine this, a peaceful tourist lakeside village, and riot police have to show up to deal with this. Is that a strength? Is that really something that we should be encouraging in our European villages, in holiday tourist resorts? When riot police attempted to intervene, the group of teens began throwing stones. I don't know if they were first or second generation immigrants, said Orietta Galli, the mayor of Peschiera. They're just a race of criminals who have left a deep wound in my community. We lived a day of war. It was absolute bedlam. And again, no global mainstream media coverage whatsoever. One video shows a group attacking a motorcyclist, causing a traffic jam. Another video shows them trying to tear away another passenger's purse. Another Twitter user who posted a video of the incident wrote, quote, thousands of immigrants unleash hell in Peschiera del Garda, vandalism, fights, clashes with police, stabbings, families robbed, tourists terrified and forced to flee. The process of integrating migrants in Italy has clearly failed. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Swedish Prime Minister, left-wing Swedish feminist Prime Minister, come out and admit that their attempts to integrate, to absorb such huge numbers of migrants in that Scandinavian country have, again, completely failed. We had the top left-wing Belgian political leader come out a few weeks before that and say he was driving through Molenbeek, which is a suburb of Brussels in Belgium, and he felt that it no longer resembled Belgium at all. These no-go zones, these ghettos are getting worse and worse and worse because more of the same demographic is pouring in. The sexual assaults continue to happen. The mass robbings continue to happen, as we saw before the Champions League final in Paris last month. The only difference is, back in 2015, 16, 17, these were major stories. These were the centerpiece of massive conversations about whether indeed diversity is a strength, whether this rate of accelerated migration is happening too quickly. Now, you don't even hear about it. The Champions League final thing was one of the biggest stories of the year. I follow this. I didn't even know it had happened until almost a week afterwards. Same thing with this series of incidents in Italy. Days later, I find out about it through what to the average normie would be relatively obscure websites which track this kind of thing and which get translated reports out of countries like Italy. So again, it's under investigation, just like the Champions League riot chaos is under investigation, which again, the process is the cover-up. The investigation is the cover-up, and we're going to get into that in the next segment. But again, sexually assaulted girls, it's the same demographic that mass molested women in Cologne, Germany back in 2015. Italy is dealing with this there. They recently released a criminal statistics which found that migrants, despite again making up a small portion of their population, account for nearly half of rapes in Italy, and we continue to import the same culture in different European countries with devastating impacts, not just in terms of crime and sexual assaults, but as with the Manchester Arena bombing carried out by a refugee rescued by our own government, deathly terrorist jihadist attacks. We're going to come back, get more into this, get into what's happening with the boat migrant crisis in England. This is the Summit News, our summit.news. We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So 2,000 migrant men from North African countries, or at least African, North African migrant background, invaded this small village and a series of villages and towns around Lake Garda in Italy, a tourist area. These incidents were prearranged and they were convened as Remix News reports under the slogan African in Peshiera. They were waving Moroccan flags, the country, the flags of other African countries. Breitbart reports on the comments of some of these individuals, which again were mostly young men aged between 16 and 20, attacking people, sexually assaulting women, throwing objects at police, smashing into shop windows, stealing people's belongings. And what did they say while they were carrying out this carnage? Quote, "We came here to reconquer Peshiera. This is our territory. Africa must come here." Now, at least for an hour or two of absolute bedlam, Africa did come to Peshiera around Lake Garda in Italy. And I think we can conclude from what happened that Africa coming to Europe is certainly not a good development, and it certainly goes some way to disprove the mantra that diversity is a strength. Now, why this is even more concerning, because a survey came out a few days ago, headline, "Survey, more than half of young people want to leave Africa." Oh, great. And where do they want to come? They want to come to Europe. A new survey of 15 African countries has found that more than half of young people want to leave the continent in the coming years, with the majority of those who emigrate expected to head to Europe. And again, you have to put in the proviso, hashtag not all Africans. If I came from some s-hole country in Africa, I'd be the same as them. I'd want to go to Europe. And yes, obviously, the vast majority of them are not going to rape women. They're not going to commit crimes. But a significant enough portion of them do. And if you invite millions and millions of Africans into Europe, Europe is going to become more like Africa, which is not a good thing, because why are they leaving Africa in the first place? Now, we had this story, and I'm going to get to the video about the Champions League final, because again, more updates on that cover up in full swing. But again, this is another story that got zero attention. It was in Swedish media for a day, then it was forgotten. Father of Swedish child Islamic terror victim says her Stockholm grave has been desecrated over 100 times. This is the father of Ebba Ackerlund, the 11-year-old Swedish girl who was torn limb from limb on the streets of Stockholm by an Islamic terrorist, an illegal migrant, oh, and by the way, a refugee, a rejected asylum seeker from Uzbekistan, back in 2017. The attack killed 5 people. It seriously injured 14 others. It's probably a miracle that it didn't kill more than that. Obviously, that event on a standalone basis is horrific enough. Of course, in the broader context of what happened over the course of those years, it's kind of tailed off a little bit, thankfully, because Trump kicked ISIS's ass. And these attacks stopped happening to some extent. They're still attempting them. We've been lucky over the past couple of years. Several of them have been stopped, unlike the Manchester bombing, which wasn't stopped because the police and security guards feared being called racist, even though they saw a young Muslim fiddling with a huge backpack right before he blew himself up and killed 23 people, a lot of them children. But again, I guess not being called racist is kind of more important than saving the lives of children from being blown up and dismembered limb from limb, isn't it? So this 11-year-old Swedish girl killed by a terrorist. That's not enough, apparently. She's buried in Stockholm, which again is absorbing huge numbers of these Islamic migrants. And her grave in Stockholm has been desecrated 100 times, at least. And they won't even install CCTV to try and catch the perpetrators. They caught one of them back in 2018. And guess what? He turned out to be an illegal migrant, a refugee. Imagine my shock. So it's not enough to kill an 11-year-old girl by ramming a truck into her, tearing her limb from limb. Any of you who've seen the pictures will know the scale of this horror. No, they have to literally desecrate her grave in Stockholm. For what message to send, I don't know. I mean, the mind boggles at this point. But again, he's out in the media desperately complaining. This bereaved father who visits his lost daughter's grave every day at 10 a.m. to say good morning, every evening at 6 p.m. to say good night. He's going back there with little trinkets he's left, the flowers in honor of his slain daughter, have been stolen, have been ripped up, have been smashed, desecrated. This is happening in a European capital city. And again, it was in the news for a day in Sweden. Nobody knows about it. And all those protesters are out on the streets once again. They're down in Dover with their little placards, refugees welcome, not even considering for a second the absolute carnage and horror that this policy has visited on Europe. Putin plans to weaponize refugees to generate instability in Europe. But wait, I thought refugees welcome, diversity is a strength. Why would he be weaponizing refugees to cause instability in Europe unless mass waves of unintegrated migrants cause instability in the host countries that they come to? And again, this we had a story last week. President Erdogan out of Turkey has been doing exactly the same thing. He threatens Greece over and over again. If you try and block this sale of fighter jets from America to Turkey, I will unleash another wave of refugees to culturally enrich your country. If it's such a good thing, and if there are no overwhelmingly negative consequences of absorbing all these refugees, why are world leaders threatening to use them as weapons against countries they don't like? Interesting, that, isn't it? Switzerland, illegal immigrant attacks massive church organ recently restored for €530,000 in a Swiss city. Syrian migrant blames rape of 8-year-old stepdaughter on alcohol, claims she's older than that in her head. Nice. And then off the backdrop of all this, we have a border policy situation in the United Kingdom, which I'm going to get into in the next segment, where the government said, don't worry, we've got a solution. As we literally roll out the red carpet and invite all these migrants in from the war-torn country of France, which apparently is too intolerable for them to stay there, rescue them in Royal Navy boats, rescue them in charity boats, put them up in 30,000 hotel rooms at a cost of £5 million a day to the taxpayer, hundreds and hundreds coming in every day, 50,000 have come in so far since 2018. Maybe 100,000 more are going to come in this year. Their solution to that is to send them to Rwanda. These left-wing groups, the European Court of Human Rights, and activist judges in the United Kingdom say, no, you're not doing that. This is the same government that locked us down overnight with no legal hurdles, but apparently they can't deport a single illegal immigrant without the entire farce of a policy collapsing. And I've got a couple of videos on that, which I'm going to get into in the next segment. And then we're going to contrast it with what is happening as these illegals are given royal treatment to British citizens who post offensive memes in private chat groups. You're not going to believe this. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2000 Mules today. today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVIDland. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, I've been rambling on for two segments now, and if I don't get to these videos, I'll never get to them. We'll come back and we'll talk about the ramifications of this. But first, let's go to this video, which focuses on the UK angle, the absolute shambles of UK borders. This video is called An Absolute Farce. Let's roll it. Here it is. The British government's NAF attempt to deal with uncontrolled immigration has been an absolute shambles. You mean the same government that literally provides a taxi service for illegal boat migrants, incentivizing them to come here from France and rewarding criminal people smugglers before putting them up in hotels at taxpayer expense, is completely useless when it comes to trying to deport them? Wow, who could have foreseen that? Thanks to mobs of protesters and activist judges, the first flight of illegal migrants being deported to Rwanda was whittled down to just a handful. Then, thanks to an intervention by the European Court of Human Rights, the plane didn't take off at all. The European Court of Human Rights? So I thought we'd voted to leave the European Union. Doesn't matter, we're still taking orders from them. It's an absolute farce. This is the same Tory government that locked down the entire population of the country overnight with no legal hurdles whatsoever. Yet when it comes to deporting a single migrant, they're rendered completely impotent. Where were all those activist judges in March 2020 when Brits were placed under de facto house arrest? They're more interested in protecting the rights of illegal migrants who broke the law to get here than the rights of actual British citizens. Case in point. While economic migrants fleeing the war-torn country of France are treated like royalty because of activist judges, British citizens are being thrown in prison for sharing edgy memes. No, this is not a Babylon Bee story. A man was actually given 20 weeks in prison by a judge for posting offensive George Floyd memes in private chat groups. Absolute, unmitigated, weapons-grade clown world. Priti Patel says critics have no alternative proposals to deal with uncontrolled immigration. Here's a proposal. Stop rolling out the red carpet for them in the first place. Italy's Matteo Salvini halved the number of migrant deaths at sea by vowing to turn the boats back. It saves migrant lives, and it saves the lives of Westerners, lest we forget. The Manchester Arena bomber was literally rescued as a refugee by our Royal Navy. And despite numerous police officers and security guards witnessing his overtly suspicious behaviour, they refused to stop him for fear of being called racist. Shortly after, he blew himself up, killing 23 and injuring over 1,000 people, many of them children. Now our pathetic government is being bullied into submission by far-left protesters, the EU, and activists judges for fear of being called racist. Having handed Rwanda 120 million quid up front as part of this genius plan, nearly 1,000 boat migrants have arrived in Britain since Sunday alone, while they failed to deport a single migrant to Rwanda. Again, almost all of them young men, economic migrants coming from France, a safe country, to the benefits haven of Great Britain. Now the migrants who were supposed to be deported to Rwanda have been set loose in the community. By the end of the year, if nothing changes, 100,000 boat migrants are expected to enter Britain. While they continue to be looked after in hotels or huge numbers of them dumped on tiny villages like Linton-on-Ouse, just grow a frigging spine and enforce the law. How hard can it be? Now, I mentioned it in that video, and I'm not surprised by much these days, but sometimes you see these stories and it is a facepalm moment. Yes, a man was arrested in the UK, a former police officer, and convicted for posting offensive George Floyd memes in private WhatsApp and Facebook group chats. Back in 2020, he committed this horrendous thought crime. He's literally going to prison for posting edgy memes in a private group chat. Again, this is in a country where the police came out, the National Police Chief Council, back in 2015, and said their resources are too stretched, there isn't enough time to deal with the crimes, and they can't attend burglaries. In 2018, it was revealed that two-thirds of burglaries in the United Kingdom aren't even investigated. But they have the resources to investigate, to prosecute, to convict, to imprison a 31-year-old man for posting funny memes on a Facebook private chat group. Absolutely incredible. And then you look further into the details. This guy, by the way, could have probably won this if he hadn't cowed and submitted at the start by apologizing and saying he was sorry. If he'd have actually got a decent lawyer, he would have won. But he didn't. Because there's another case of one of his colleagues who did the same egregious behavior of posting offensive memes, who is now on trial for the same thing. But when the judge handed down this prison sentence, he openly said he was making an example of this individual, former police officer James Watts. He said, quote, "A message must go out, and that message can only go out through an immediate sentence of imprisonment." This guy is in prison for posting a meme that made fun of George Floyd. He didn't even post it publicly on the internet. He posted it in a private chat group. Someone ratted him out to the authorities, and now he's a criminal. And that's on his record for life. This is the kicker. The guy, because he was in the prison system, because he was basically part of society, which is now everyone has to go through this social engineering, diversity training, brainwashing, while giving him the sentence, the judge, on top of that, lectured him that he should have known better because he received, quote, "training in relation to diversity and inclusion." Absolutely incredible. The judge, by the way, was a migrant. That's quite funny, isn't it? In 2017, it was reported that British police had arrested 3,395 people for offensive online comments in the space of a single year. But they can't attend burglaries. If you get robbed, you're screwed. They don't have the resources. Post a spicy meme about George Floyd, get in prison. Absolute weapons grade clown world. Meanwhile, migrants landing in Britain will refuse to board Rwanda flights, and one policy won't stop them crossing the channel. As 677 arrive in 2 days, and two boats are brought ashore at Dover today. If you get on a boat and break the law by entering the country, and then are just set loose in the community to get up to whatever you want, and as we saw in Italy, as we saw before the Champions League final a couple of weeks ago, they really do enrich us culturally. You get treated like literal royalty, you get free hotel rooms, you get free cash, you get free food, you get free Wi-Fi, which then the migrants complain about because their iPhones don't work properly because they're so oppressed. That's all good and dandy, but if as a British citizen you post a spicy meme on Facebook private chat group, not only will you be investigated, they seized his phone, convicted, sent to prison for 20 weeks, while you're being sent down, the judge will lecture you about how you should have known better because you went through the social engineering, diversity training, brainwashing. Absolutely incredible. I'm going to come back in the next segment. I think we'll play the Champions League video because then, again, there's an update on that case and it ties into everything that I've been saying. Also get a little bit into COVID. Anthony Fauci has had four COVID-19 vaccinations and he just has tested positive for COVID once again. This is the same guy who says he won't go to White House events because he doesn't want to risk spreading the disease or catching the disease, but then the night before the White House press events, he'll go to a private party and get in close proximity with Don Lemon and all the other people attending without wearing a face mask, and that's all good and well. We'll get into the latest on monkeypox, and if we've got time, we'll dig into the latest benefits that the much-wanted LGBT community is offering up. Summit.news, we'll be back, now go away.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now we are going to try and get through at least two of these videos because I've only played one because I've been ranting for the entire show. Let's round up on the whole migrant situation with this video. Of course, I talked about at the top of the show the mass molestation of women, the crimes that took place around Lake Garda in Italy. We also had similar scenes before the Champions League final in Paris a couple of weeks ago. But now, during the course of the investigation, we learned that the footage, which would have shown who was responsible, has been mysteriously deleted. It's gone. Here's the video. Let's roll it.
So, Rwanda, when that announcement was made, I told you there'd be a problem. I predicted that the European Court of Human Rights would get involved. Of course, no one listened, they never do, and we were given assurances by Priti Patel and Boris Johnson that all would be well, this policy would happen, maybe even launch a Facebook campaign saying that people don't come to Britain or you might end up in Rwanda. Well, here we are in Brexit Britain. We voted not to have European courts making decisions over our lives, and yet, on that runway, yesterday at Boscombe Down, the last few people who were due to go to Rwanda, the previous lot, all having been taken off because of the Human Rights Act, and we had an intervention from the Strasbourg court, which means that no one left for Rwanda yesterday. Oh, by the way, 444 came in through Dover yesterday. As I speak this morning, there are loads more crossing the channel. There are going to be, over the course of the next few months, tens of thousands of young men that come across the English Channel. According to the Today programme this morning, they're all desperate people. Well, some may be. The vast majority are coming here for purely economic reasons, and many, of course, will finish up in this country in a form of modern-day slavery and a form of criminality. So what happens now? Well, as ever, Boris will bluster. Well, we'll have to look at possibly changing legislation. And in 2 weeks' time, Dominic Raab, you know the one, the guy that looks like a rabbit in the headlights. God knows how people like this are running up our country. He will introduce a British Bill of Rights and will be told it will amend the ECHR. It will amend the Human Rights Act. It will make no difference. And our newspapers, the front pages, will go on and on and on condemning lefty judges. But it's just like the same argument about EU membership. For years and years and years, politicians and press moaned about decisions taken by the European Union. It was UKIP that said, let's end this, let's leave. We left. We thought in doing so, there'd be no more foreign courts. We thought in doing so, we'd get back control of our borders. And now we find, because Boris didn't do Brexit properly, because we stayed part of the ECHR, oh, and they'll tell you, it's different to the EU. Well, believe you me, in Strasbourg, you can walk from the European Parliament through the corridors straight into the European Court. They are completely interconnected. I don't think this government have got the guts to grasp this nettle. They fear being condemned. But they're being condemned anyway by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Prince Charles, the media, most people in Parliament, including many on the Conservative side. This, folks, is Brexit 2.0. This is about, are we really going to get back control of our country and our borders? We should not be continued to be bound by a 1951 convention from the UN. We should not have that European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg overriding a Supreme Court decision yesterday. If we want our...
Okay, that is Nigel Farage talking about the disastrous Rwanda migrant policy, which has fallen flat on its face and failed in the United Kingdom over the past 48 hours. We got the order mixed up, but we're going to go to this video now, because I talked about what happened in Italy earlier on in the show. Similar scenes unplayed in Paris before the Champions League final a couple of weeks ago. This video is called It's Mysteriously Disappeared. The footage showing what happened has just vanished. It's gone. Here's the clip. Given that authorities in Paris promised to conduct a full investigation into the chaos that occurred before the Champions League final, you'd think they'd have requested all the security footage from around the ground showing what happened. And it's gone. Yeah. All the evidence showing who was behind the rioting, robbing and violent attacks on Liverpool and Real Madrid supporters has been deleted. Whoops. The Stade de France said it wiped the footage after a week, as is standard, because no request to obtain it was received. Both police and prosecutors never requested the footage, baffling experts and law enforcement sources, and the latest information only adds to the scandal surrounding the event, reports Remix News. Wrongly, we may not have known that many people had experienced hell. We were not aware that these videos showed very serious things. No one told us about it, claimed one police source. The stadium features cameras at every entrance and on the grounds of the stadium, which likely means hundreds of hours of valuable footage has been lost. Camera footage from French public transport operator RATP was also deleted after 72 hours. For the same reason that authorities didn't ask for it to be saved. In any modern investigation, one of the first steps investigators take is to secure video footage, even for minor crimes. The fact that courts and police forgot to request footage featuring one of the biggest riots at one of the world's biggest sporting events is perplexing and lacks credibility, according to sources close to the case. There hasn't been a surveillance camera cock-up this disastrous since Diana and Dodi Fayed entered the Pont de l'Alma tunnel. If you know, you know. Lest we forget, according to victims and eyewitness reports, reports, the bedlam was largely the work of migrant youths from the Saint-Denis area, which is home to 400,000 illegal immigrants. Apparently, in their continued effort to pretend that such no-go zones don't exist, the authorities conveniently forgot to secure the evidence that would have proved they're a massive and growing problem, and that maybe, just maybe, diversity isn't always a strength. A poll found that 76% of French people didn't believe the official explanation behind the riots, which was to blame Liverpool fans who were actually the victims. Yeah, good luck rebuilding that trust when you've allowed all the footage to be lost. There you have it. There's a few minutes left, so we'll switch gears. This headline went up on Summit.News about 2 hours ago. Doctor criticised over tweets showing his baby wearing face mask filtration device on pram. Yes, the COVID cultists, despite the fact that, to all intents and purposes, the pandemic appears to be coming to an end, unless they bring it back in winter, which they probably will, still zealous in their beliefs. There's a paediatrician on Twitter, and I expect him to lock down his account or disappear entirely at some point, which is why I saved screenshots of these tweets. This is Dr. Greg Kelly, who is based in Australia, an ICU specialist. Again, a COVID cultist. He wants all the restrictions to return. He's openly bragging on Twitter about how he puts his baby in a face mask. But the baby doesn't want to wear a face mask. Keeps pulling it off. Keeps sucking on the mask from the inside, rendering it useless. He's then posted another tweet, as you see right there, where he's got some kind of air filter, airtight seal, with some contraption attached to it, over his pram, his baby's pram, so the baby doesn't breathe any fresh air because, God forbid, it might contain the deadly COVID. Of course, the actual number of children who have been killed by COVID over the past 2 years is lower than the number of children who have been killed by falling over from putting their pants on. But he's decided not only to mask, smother his baby in face masks at every available opportunity, but brag about it on Twitter like it's a great thing. Small problem with that. Speech therapists are now reporting that there's a 350+% increase in referrals of babies and toddlers with cognitive learning disorders because either they're wearing masks or, more specifically, adults have been wearing masks on and off for the past 2 years. We also had a study out of Brown University which found that mean IQ scores of young children born during the pandemic have tumbled by as much as 22 points. We have a study out of Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists which found that, quote, repeated lockdowns had left young children without the chance to play and learn how to communicate, setting back their development. You have children, as we highlighted earlier in the week with another study, being unable to say their own name when they enter elementary school. They can't even talk because of social isolation caused by lockdown, because of cognitive learning development disorders, delays in their verbal communication learning, and of course, masks, adults wearing masks. Of course, kids learn how to speak via facial expressions from their parents, from other people, from other kids. It's all contributed to an absolute disaster in terms of young children being held back in their education, an impact that could last, as we know, for a lifetime. We've got speech therapists reporting a 350+% increase in children exhibiting signs of autism at a very early age because of the lockdowns, because of the face masks. And this quack doctor is all over Twitter bragging about smothering his six-month-old baby in one of them like it's a good thing. Absolutely ludicrous. Summit.News is done. We'll be back with War Room. Don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.